USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating is all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. Yeah, we learned it the same way you learned it.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business after learning the second presidential debate in Miami set for next Thursday will be virtual. The Nonpartisan Debate Commission making that announcement today. President Trump says he'll hold a campaign rally instead. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin sent a letter to CIA Director Gina Haspel expressing frustration with her failure to disclose Russian probe documents they requested more than 2 months ago.
No, this is really getting beyond the pale in terms of the obstruction stonewalling that the Senator Grassley and I and others investigating this have had to endure.
The Wisconsin Republican saying he will continue the investigation. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The stimulus talks are back on for now. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says they want a piecemeal approach to help the U.S. economy recover from damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump put an end to the talks after no deal was reached, and Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons tells CNN,
"This is just another example of how difficult it is to negotiate with President Trump. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. He's canceling all negotiations and then within a few short hours saying, no, we urgently need more money to be enacted tomorrow."
Hurricane Delta continues to push towards the northern Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to grow in size while the likelihood of a life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds are increasing. Forecasters believe Delta will re-strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall over the Gulf Coast on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Enthusiasm and engagement in the presidential election next month has risen this year, as nearly three-quarters of Americans say they have given more thought to the vote. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The poll conducted from September 14th through the 28th shows 74% of respondents said they've given the elections quite a lot of thought. As far as why voter enthusiasm may be so high, Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty.
Well, the largest driver of this enthusiasm, I suspect, is just Donald Trump. Lots of Democrats are not turning out to vote for Joe Biden. They're turning out to vote against Donald Trump. Trump supporters love him. His opponents absolutely detest him. But I think there's something else going on here, which is that the two parties have never been more separated in modern political history than they are right now. I mean, I struggle to even think of two or three common core beliefs and values we have anymore. We're practically two tribes just living on a plot of land called America.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Calvary Chapel San Jose pastor Mike McClure reopened his church for indoor services on May 31st, the day of Pentecost on the Christian calendar. Since that opening, Pastor McClure has been fined over $220,000 by the state of California. McClure and his attorneys are arguing those fines are a cruel and unusual punishment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.